Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There is one article after another over the past couple days. Headlines like organ donations rise during major motorcycle rallies due to crashes. I mean, every headline was along those lines. And so we thought, well, we need to find the guy who authored this study. And lo and behold, we did. And he is on the phone. It's Dr. David Cron. It is Cron or is it Crone, David?
Crone, yeah.
Crone. Thank you for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show. So Massachusetts General and of course, affiliated with Harvard?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So
I'm a physician and researcher at Mass General in Boston and Harvard Medical School.
And I think I read that organ donation that's your specialty, right?
Yeah. I'm in the midst of my surgical training right now, which is a long road, but my plan is to be a transplant surgeon. So my research revolves around transplant surgery policy and then things like this, trying to understand how events and circumstances that are somewhat external to the transplant system can impact organ donation and the use of organs for transplant.
So what you revealed was when you look at Sturgis or you look at Daytona or you look at these major motorcycle rallies, organ donation increases by 20%. What prompted you to do that study? Do you know somebody who rides or what brought it about?
I do not ride a motorcycle or know too many people who do, but this idea came about because the senior author on the study, his name is Bob Bugena. He's a health economist at Harvard here and does a lot of really interesting studies. He's got a podcast called Freakonomics MD where it's just one topic after another that's clever and interesting like this. But what we do is we meet a couple times a week and we just throw ideas out there. We try to come up with something interesting that's also going to be impactful towards public health. And one day we were talking about circumstances that constrain resources in health systems. And one of our colleagues, he trained in New Hampshire where one of these rallies is, and he told us about these rallies and how their hospital would gear up for it and increase staffing and just prepare for an influx of patients into the ER with traumas, unfortunately. And I'm always trying to find how we can link these sort of ideas to organ transplantation somehow. So that's where the idea came from.
Interesting. So I married a guy about 6 years ago, and he had a motorcycle and then went and got a new one so that I could ride on the back of it. It was late in life for me. It was something that I did not grow up with or had never done. In those first couple of years we were dating, we did go to Sturgis and we did go to Daytona. And so yesterday I found myself defending bikers or people who ride because in Chicago and maybe, you know, in Boston or other big cities, in the cities, you see kids on crotch rockets who are driving recklessly through traffic on the expressways. But my experience when I went to these rallies is you're talking about people in their 40s, 50s, 60s who are really on bikes that are about as comfortable as a recliner. And, you know, they tend to take it easy and there's a lot of sightseeing. Not that there's not a bunch of idiots when you gather 500,000 people, but I was intrigued by this study. So do you know whether it's motorcycle crashes that are single motorcycles, or is it cars hitting motorcycles? Was any of that factored in?
Yeah, that's a good question. So that's a limitation of the data that we can't identify whether it was a motorcycle or a non-motorcycle crash that led to their death. We did limit it just to organ donors whose death was the result of a motor vehicle crash, but that's about as granular as we could get. And I certainly am not saying that these events shouldn't happen, and I appreciate that, you know, if anything, the average participant in these events is probably safer than maybe the average motorcyclist that you'd see on the streets in Chicago, like you mentioned, right?
Yeah.
But I think part of the issue is just when you get 500,000 people, whether they're on motorcycles or cars, into a smaller town like Sturgis or really into any town that doesn't have a population that large, the traffic congestion you get from that, the altered traffic routes and traffic patterns, has been shown to be dangerous.
Yeah,
we're absolutely. We didn't specifically look at mortality in our study, but there's been a number of studies and news articles and whatnot, and it's known that these events do have higher incidence of traffic crashes and mortality. So I think it's largely due to the congestion and just the sheer massive size of these events.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting study. And look, as a general surgery resident and a research fellow, you certainly made the headlines. I mean, that's a, you know, I mean, it's in every publication in America and everybody is talking about it. So obviously something needs to be learned here. And what do you think is the most important takeaway from your research project?
Yeah, I think, the press is nice. It's a little bit overwhelming. I don't usually talk to this many journalists and radio show hosts in 1 week, so it's kind of nice. But I think the most important thing that can come from this is just getting people talking like they are about A, motorcycle safety, and B, organ donation. Because I think this is something that it kind of resonates with everyone, captures everyone's attention, whether you ride a motorcycle or not. It kind of like makes sense, right? The findings, they're not earth-shattering. They're interesting. I think just it stimulates those conversations. It's another chance to talk about motorcycle safety, the importance of wearing a helmet when you ride a motorcycle, or just, you know, managing the risk of any activities that you do. And then organ donation is something that people don't talk about every day. It's a little foreign to a lot of people if you haven't known someone who's benefited from it or been an organ donor. It's something that most people, the vast majority of people, say they agree with organ donation and support it, but it's only just over half of people who are actually registered to be an organ donor, which is, I think, reflective of the fact that much of the population is still not fully educated on what organ donation is, how it works. And if something like this can hopefully just improve the public's understanding and perception of something like organ donation, then that would be probably the biggest win that could come from this.
Yeah, I did see motor vehicle crashes are among the most common circumstances leading to organ donations. And the study also, I don't know if this is your study, but in one of the articles I was reading, it said about 1 in 30 people who die in motor vehicle crashes ultimately becomes an organ donor. Last year, that was about 6,500 people, but that's just 1 in 30. And I guess we have over 100,000 people right now on the national waiting list, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a motor vehicle crash is implicated in about 11 to 15% of all organ donations. So one of the most common causes of death that makes someone an organ donor is head injury. Because in particular, an isolated head injury where the rest of the body is not particularly harmed and the rest of the organs are healthy and usable, that's a donor who is more likely to be able to give heart, lungs, liver, kidney. So it is a big chunk of the organ donors out there, but it's still well less than half or even less than 25% of all donors. These findings are not, we're not proposing that these events are even, making a dent in the national organ shortage,
right,
which is and has been for a long time a huge public health issue. But it hopefully at least raises awareness of these issues and of the potential for events like this, which happen all over, not just motorcycle events, but the potential of large scale events to have downstream impacts on the transplantation system. I think that kind of downstream linkage there of kind of everyday events like this is something that our eyes aren't always open to as healthcare professionals or just even as the public.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your work and thank you for bringing attention to it. And the headlines have certainly captured everybody's attention. So I look forward to what you continue to do in the future.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thanks again for the interest. And I'm from Michigan, so I'm a Midwesterner.
Ah,
so it's nice
good.
To be on a Chicago radio station.
Oh, absolutely. Are your parents listening by any chance?
They're not, but if the recording's on the website, they'll
yes.
I'll point them towards it.
It will be posted as a podcast. Thank you so much, Dr. David Crone. He's a general surgery resident and research fellow, Massachusetts General Hospital, and it's about organ donations and the increase of organ donations surrounding motorcycle rallies. Steve has your news and the latest on what happened in Buffalo Grove next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.